ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। He talked about Maunam last class. For a wise person, Maunam must be his Swarupam. For a ignorant person, Maunam means not exposing his ignorance. Isn't it? So Maunam is prescribed for wise and also for, because which means what? Maunam is his very Swarupam. For a wise person. Vacho yasmani vartante tadvaktum kena shakyate prapancho yadi vaktavyaha sopi shabda vivarjitaha. In the first verse we saw last class, words cannot, do not reveal Atma Swarupam. Why? Because the very words themselves are expressions of thoughts which themselves do not exist outside of consciousness. Word is expression of knowledge, and knowledge is manifestation of the pure knowledge. When we talk about the word knowledge of something, it was knowledge of science, knowledge of physics, knowledge of chemistry, knowledge of language. Knowledge or knowledge that this is, what is science? Knowledge of what is science, isn't it? So discovery of what is knowledge, and knowledge of what is science. So when you talk about anything which is, it is what? It is knowledge, isn't it? That knowledge is manifest knowledge. So a word is an expression of manifest knowledge. And manifest knowledge is what? Manifestation of knowledge is the manifestation of the pure knowledge what is already there. Therefore, words cannot reveal the consciousness. Words cannot reveal the nature of the Atma. So, because the words themselves come from where? Words are, what are the words? The words are expressions of knowledge. And what is knowledge? It is manifestation of what is actually pure knowledge. Therefore, they cannot reveal. I explained this last class, this one. And here, and the silence, maunam, the silence implies what? Actionlessness, motionlessness, changelessness. The silence is the nature of the consciousness, nature of the Atma. Because consciousness does not speak, does not make any noise, does not move, does not act. Therefore, but that is the nature of consciousness. So for a wise person, in the first verse says, the wise person for whom Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness is the self. Self means what here? The truth of I. The truth of the whole individual. The truth of everything. For whom, suppose if there is a wise person, if he says, I am Brahma, aham Brahmasmi, I the self am consciousness, it's very clear for him. For me, which means I is consciousness for him, isn't it? Like wave is water, I is consciousness. If for him I am consciousness is very clear, which means everything else also is nothing but consciousness for him. everything else being consciousness will be clear. If for him the I is consciousness, if I am consciousness is very clear. For him everything else is what then? Everything else is mithya. It is not unreal for him. It is mithya for him. So where is mithya? So mithya you resolve in satyam. It's only only satyam is there for him. So that what is silence then? Silence is not something not talking. Not without talking, you know, without uttering a word. Remaining speechless, remaining without speaking is not silence for him. Silence is the very swarupam. Very swarup, nature of the self for him. Okay? So may the silence, see this verse says, the silence becomes the very swarupam of the wise person. He may be speaking, he may be acting, he may be running around, he may be doing things. But for him, what is actionlessness? Swarupam. What is silence? Swarupam. What does it mean here? He is doing everything relatively, but absolutely he is very clearly understanding, I am not doing anything, really speaking. I doesn't do anything by itself. Everything is just happening. So he is very clear that for him silence is the swarupam. And second verse he says, iti thus becomes this, that thus the silence becomes the very nature. Sahaja means what? Very nature. The silence being the very nature of the self. Nature of the self, for a wise person, that is maunam. For a wise person, maunam means, the very nature of the self. That is what is said by the first sentence. Maun satam sahaja samhitam bhaved maunam. Sata means for the wise people. See, the one who knows the Satpurushaha, literally, generally we say a saintly person. Or you can here say even the person of man of vision, otherwise person. Satam, for the saintly people who have the vision of the truth, silence becomes the very nature of the truth, the self. Sahaja samgitam. Sahajam. It is said to be sahajam. Sahajam means what? Very nature. Nature means what? That which is there as the nature of the self. Silence is not something which comes to them newly, which is practiced by them newly. Silence is the very nature of the self. Whereas, he says, there is another maunam. There is another silence. Balanam prayuktam. It is ordained for the ignorant, immature people. Balaha here means not the young boy. Balaha literally means young. But ignorant, immature people. For ignorant, immature people, maunam is ordained. No? What is that? What is that maunam? Gira maunam. Gira maunam means what now? Remaining quiet without speaking. Speechlessly. Speechlessly remaining our word. Silence in terms of words. Means what? Expression of words. Is it? Gira maunam. The maunam that is ordained for immature, ignorant people. Because if they, without knowing things, being ignorant, if they say something, they'll also contribute their confusion to others generously. So they're asked not to expose their ignorance. So because ignorant people have to remain silent, so that they can hear. If they talk, they can't hear. If they can't hear, they can't understand, they can't have clarity. Two things. Why ignorant are asked to be silent? Silent means that silence is what? Not speaking. Not expressing the words. That silence. So the speechless silence is ordained for ignorant people. Whereas the silence of a wise person is something the very inborn nature of the self. That's what's said in the next sentence. So, gira maunam. Gir means speech, word. Gira maunam means, you know, silence in terms of expression of words is ordained for the ignorant immature people. By who? By wise people. Brahmavadibihi. Or mature, elderly men of vision. Brahmavadi means people of vision. By them, it is ordained for two purposes. One purpose is, ignorant person does not open his mouth, means he doesn't make other person, doesn't expose his ignorance, doesn't confuse others. And the second thing is, the more less he talks, the more he can listen. The more he listens, the more he can get rid of his ignorance.
Literally, what is gira?
Gira means by words. Gir is the third case of gir. That is why gira means by words. That's why I said gira means what now? He is not expressing his words, I said. So just he says this because maunam is not, people say today they hear some maunavratam. Some people follow maunavratam. They try to remain without speaking for the whole day, one day. So maunavratam means actually just being in contemplation continuously. See, continuously, if I am watching only one this object, very difficult, isn't it? If I am watching only this, my attention is totally held by this one object called mic in front of me. The attention is not available for any other thought, isn't it? Dhyanam. Dhyanam, no? Dhyanam is what? My attention, whole attention is focused on one object. See, attention is focused means it is not available for anything else here. So everything else is what now? Non-existent for me. Everything else is, but still attention is not available. Nothing registered means it. Everything else is not there. Nothing else is here. For the focused person, then there cannot be, nothing can trigger any thought. No way. No object is perceived. No object is seen. Therefore, nothing can trigger the thought also. So naturally, all the thoughts resolve. That is silence. Understand? Meditation. That is what is remaining silent, practicing silence. Or remaining... Now, silence is the very nature of the Atma that you understand when understand the... is the nature of consciousness. That is knowledge. Otherwise, people say, okay, I am following Maunavratam today. You know, which means they should be meditative. So being meditative is actually practicing silence. And being silence means reveling in the silence as one's own nature. Reveling in the knowledge of the self is being the silence. Practicing silence means, being meditative. Being meditative means attention is held by one object, therefore, especially the Atma Swarupam maybe, then no thought can arise, therefore there is no noise in the mind. Noiselessness. What's the difference? Being the silence and practicing mauna vritam. It's being meditative. But for ignorant people, remain silent if they're asked. Remain silent means don't speak. Don't speak means so you can listen, so you can resolve your ignorance instead of exposing your ignorance. That is imperative expression, isn't it? Be silent. So follow silence and be silence yourself. These are three words. Be silence yourself. Your silence. Remaining silence. Being meditative, thereby becoming silent mentally. And understand, here being silent physically. So physical silence, mental silence, isn't it? And swarupam silence. Dwelling on silence, isn't it? That is what is the difference is presented here. He only says only two, but I add another one in between. Is it clear?
आदावन्ते च मध्ये च जनो यस्मिन्न विद्यते येनेदं सततं व्याप्तं स देशो विजनस्मृतः
Sakalam, Hatam, both you can give the meaning, don't worry, I'll explain that. Satatam Vyaptam.
Sadesho Vijanasmritaha.
So what is being oneself? Or what does it mean by saying remaining oneself? Being oneself. Just being oneself. Not being by oneself. Being the self. Or being by oneself. Solitude, isn't it? He says, when it becomes very clear, constant contemplation should result in what? Ascertained vision of the swarupam, the content of I being pure consciousness. Once the content of I being pure consciousness is very clear, that's why I said ascertained vision, then you know, then there is understanding of the nature of consciousness. You definitely, consciousness being indivisible, partless whole becomes very clear. Consciousness being the secondless reality becomes very clear. Consciousness being all pervasive becomes very clear, simultaneously, not one after the other. See, the nature of the reality becomes very clear. And the reality is very swarupam, very truth of I. You know. Then other than that reality, everything else is not unreal, but everything else being mithya also becomes very clear. In fact, there's no mithya afterwards. You can resolve the mithya in satyam. You can just say, what is there is only satyam. because the mithya doesn't have the same order of reality, isn't it? Mithya being mithya, you can just say what is there is the only satyam, there is no second satyam. You can say that. No? So here, then if that vision is very clear, then that is what is being one's, being the self, being by oneself. In that, no, ādo ante cha madhye cha na janaha vidyate. Which means for him, the truth being the satyam is so clear. There is no ādo ante cha. You start where the consciousness itself has no beginning, isn't it? There's no end also. Consciousness has no beginning, no end. This mind which has a beginning, the mind which has an end, in that mind you see, you understand the nature of the reality, which is beginningless and endless. Therefore, if you see in consciousness, ādo ante cha, in the beginning as well as at the end, or in the middle also, na janaha vidyate. Janaha here generally means people. It's a singular word, but it is nitya bahuvachana shabda, plural meaning it gives. People. People means what? The whole universe, the whole cosmos. People are all the beings in general. If you see the water, you can say, only water I see. There's no wave. When you say there's no wave, it's only water, what does it mean? You are not saying wave is unreal. You don't see wave as an independent, a second reality. We have to be very careful. Sometimes you say this. What is there's only water? I don't see ocean at all. I don't see ocean at all. I see only water means. What does it mean? People may think you are mad. When you say, I see only water, I don't see ocean, means people think you are mad because you see ocean, water in the form of the ocean. We will be very clear. I don't see ocean at all. I see only the water means. For you to say that, for you not to see the ocean, you must have seen the water. And having seen the water, what do you say? It's only water. I don't see ocean means you are not denying the existence of the ocean, but you are denying the ocean enjoying the same order of reality. Which means there is no ocean which is absolutely real, which is there a second reality like the water. So denying the ocean's enjoyment of the another reality, being another reality is what? Is denied here. You deny, ocean does not have existence of its own. Therefore, it cannot be counted as a second thing. So, in reality means only, satya means only water. This is then ascertained, the expression of ascertained vision, that water alone is there. I see only water, I do not see the ocean means there is no ocean which enjoying a second, enjoying independent existence. In the same way, for a wise person, this universe does not exist. For a wise person, no, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, the universe is not there. The beings are not here. All the janaha stands for all the namarupani, all the names and forms. All of them are not there. Not there means what? For him, the reality is only paramatma, parambrahma, atma, the consciousness. What is there is only Paramatma, the whole Jagat is not there for him. When is it? In the beginning or in the middle, in the end means what? For a wise person, there is no Jagat. There is no Namarupa. That does not mean he denies the existence of the Jagat. For him, Jagat is not an independent reality, which enjoys its own existence independently. No. Reality means only Paramatma. Jagat is only Mithya, which is not there, which can be counted as a second thing. Understand? If a person is reveling in such vision of the truth, and that is really real solitude. This being the self. I'll come back to you, wait. Yena idam satatam vyaptam. Yena idam satatam vyaptam. Idam satatam means this entire universe. Yena idam satatam vyaptam. Idam satatam means this. Satatam means always. Sakalam means everything. Entirety. Yena idam satatam vyaptam sakalam vyaptam. That by which this always it is, because the beginning of the universe, where was it? Before the manifestation, the universe was pervaded by what? Consciousness. This when the subtle manifestation pervaded by what? Consciousness. The gross manifestation pervaded by what? Consciousness. The middle, after the universe has become manifest, the unmanifest universe is pervaded by consciousness. The manifest universe also is pervaded by consciousness. After the resolution also, what is pervaded? The resolved universe. Unmanifest, manifest, resolved. Again, what now? Unmanifest, manifest, resolved. Although, before it became manifest, was pervaded by what? Consciousness. Why? Because this universe, although means in the beginning, before it became manifest also, it was not, it did not exist outside of consciousness. The universe was not non-existent, but was unmanifest. Unmanifest, where was it unmanifest? Not outside of consciousness. Therefore, even unmanifest universe also was pervaded by consciousness. As a manifest universe also is pervaded by consciousness. After the universe resolves and becomes unmanifest, also what? Again, it is not outside of consciousness. The universe, manifest or unmanifest, does only mithya. Unmanifest also is mithya. Manifest also is mithya. It doesn't enjoy existence of its own, because it is pervaded by always, always. Honestly, Saptam is appropriate word there. Because he used word Adho, Madhya, Ante, Saptam is better. Sakala means this entire universe, isn't it? Sakala means this entire universe. Satatam means always. Why always is more appropriate? Never a time the universe or any being here has existence of its own. Never. Beginning, before the manifestation, after the manifestation, after the resolution again becoming unmanifest, it's always completely pervaded by, in and through, the reality. Yena, that by which always this universe is pervaded, means the universe never had, never does it have, never will it have independent existence of its own. Which means it is as good as non-existent, which is mithya. What only satyam is Paramatma. You know, yeah, my page gone. Okay.
Saha Deshaha Vijana Smritaha. Saha Deshaha means what? No. Therefore, that which pervades everything is what? Space. Isn't it? Just as this element called space is all pervasive. The space is the only element which is spatially limitless. The spatially limitless space pervades, accommodates everything here. Similarly, that which pervades even the space and everything else in the beginning and during its after the manifestation, after the resolution also, that is what? That is also known by the term Deshaha. Deshaha means an abode, place, resort. Where does it dwell? Now, where does it exist? The form and the name ocean now exists where? In the water. Where does it exist? Location. Where can you locate the form and the name table? In the wood. Substance. So what is the substance where you can locate this name and form universe? Ultimately, not outside of consciousness. When you say universe, you have to include all these gross and subtle forms, the known and the unknown also. You can include even the unknown. Doesn't matter, we may be ignorant of so many things. Take all the unknown. What all you know comes under the category of the known. What you do not know also what know? Bring under the category of unknown. Unknown is also what? Object of knowledge. Known also is object of knowledge. Known and the unknown, all of them are objects of knowledge. All the objects of knowledge can be implied by one term called lokaha. The universe, subtle and gross, this whole universe of, this is the world of objects, things. When is it not pervaded by consciousness? In the beginning? Beginning means what? Universe has beginning or what? Universe also is beginningless. Before it became manifest. After it becomes manifest. After becoming manifest. After its resolution. A dissolution. After it becoming unmanifest also. Never is the universe not pervaded by consciousness. Its existence is always in consciousness only. Because it never has existence of its own. Never does it enjoy existence of its own. It is mithya means it is as good as non-existent. The only satyam which is there is consciousness. Therefore, so that which pervades everything is the space, the place. What is it which pervades? Anything which pervades that object is the place, the space, isn't it? Therefore, he says, Atma is the space which accommodates the whole cosmos, including the space. Now, water is the space, location, place, abode for the name and form ocean. Wood is the deshaha, place, location, for the name and form table. So consciousness, Atma, Brahman is the space, place, location for the name and form universe. Okay, so Yena idam satatam yaptam. So you can also put the word sakalam, by which this entire universe is pervaded. Or this entire universe is pervaded always by which? So always is more appropriate. No, why? Because he used Adi, Anta, Madhya. He used beginning, no, the middle, etc. Middle means what? After manifestation. Adho means before it becomes manifest. Madhye, after it becomes manifest. Ante, after its resolution. Again it becomes unmanifest. Yasmin janaha na vidyate. The universe does not exist at all. In the beginning, the universe wasn't there. Before it became manifest also, universe wasn't there. Brahman alone was there. After it became, universe has become manifest also, what? Brahman alone is. After its resolution also, what is going to be there? Brahman alone will be. Universe is not there. Universe is not there. Brahman alone was, Brahman alone is, Brahman alone will ever be. Always Brahman is pervading. Brahman pervades the universe means, universe is not there. Universe is not there means what? Universe is not there. Janaha na vidyate means, it does not deny the existence of the universe. It denies the universe enjoying its own independent existence. Okay, universe is Paramatma alone. Paramatma alone appears as the universe. That is the meaning. Okay. Therefore, saha deshaha no yena satatam vyaptam saha deshaha vijanasmritaha. So that reality by which if always this universe, now, before the manifestation, after manifestation, after resolution, always this, the universe has been pervaded. That reality is what now? Vijanaha, free from the universe. Vijanaha means what now? Devoid of the universe. Devoid of the universe means, we should not take it literally. It is free from the universe means that reality doesn't have the form of the universe. Okay? Reality doesn't have form of its own, isn't it? The universe is, you can say universe is form of the reality. The reality, you can't say, the reality has the form of the universe. Reality does not have the form of the universe, but the universe is the form of the universe, you can say. The form of the reality, you can say. For vijanaha smritaha. Vijanaha means, no, it really became that which is devoid of people. This vision is what? Having this vision is actually what? Absolutely being in solitude. Really speaking, solitude means oneness. Being by oneself, isn't it? It's the vision. Other way, we're always with so many things. Which means, dvitiyam vastu kadapi nasti. Never is there a second reality. Never is there a second substance. Is so strong. Reality is ever non-dual. Second substance, second reality is not there. First he says, okay, second reality is not there. Is there anything else then? Second thing is not there. Second reality is not there. Second thing is not there. Which means, second reality is not there means what? It's like saying, there is water, there is a parallel reality is not there. Okay, they can say second thing is there, wave, ocean. No. Second thing also is not there. What is there is only Brahma. Is it clear? Secondlessness of reality is established here.
What's smritaha?
Smritaha literally means remembered.
Remember,
known, understood. This is very careful I'm saying. Vijanaspataha means what? No, devoid of people. Literal meaning. A Brahman is without a devoid of people means what? Push away everybody else and then you sit alone. And Brahman or what? So completely cognitive. Have you noticed this? Have you seen this? Everything now, suppose water is, Vitaranga Smritaha, What does it mean? You intellectually resolve everything as not a second thing, as not a second reality. First thing, first you negate the parallel reality being there. Second, you negate another second thing being there. See, suddenly he says, Adho Ante Madhye means what we understand here, isn't it? The beginning, the middle, and the end, at the end, Yasmin na janaha vidyate, in which there is no universe. What does it mean? Because we talk about the beginning, the middle, and the end of the universe. We talk about the manifestation, talk about the, isn't it, unmanifest universe. Because universe becomes resolved also. When was the universe? Always Brahman, only is there. That's the meaning. Is it clear?
Kalanat sarva bhutanam.
See, this beautiful verses really speaking, we ourselves have to think all these things. We don't make effort to think this way. So this verse help us to think like this.
Kalanat sarva bhutanam. Brahmadinam nimeshataha. Kala shabdena nirdishto. Hyakandananda kodvayaha. Kalanat sarva bhutanam. Brahmadinam nimeshataha. Kala shabdena nirdishto. Hyakandananda kodvayaha.
See, Atma is what? Advayaha. Non-dual. Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, is, self is what? Non-dual. Advayaha. Akhanda Anandakaha. Khanda Anandakaha means, the time-bound pleasure which surfaces. See, surfacing of the fraction of fullness is Khanda Anandakaha. Khanda Anandaha. Khanda Anandaha can say. Khanda Anandaha means the surfacing of the fraction of fullness is Khanda Anandaha. Which comes and goes, which is dependent on a given object and time situation also, for that to surface. Whereas akhanda anandakaha means akhanda anandaha. Akhanda anandakaha means the Atma, the non-dual reality, the consciousness, the Atma, is what now? Is of the nature of fullness. Because fullness is its very nature. Being the nature, what now? It is ever of the nature of happiness. Akhandanandakaha. Therefore, Advayaha Akhandanandakaha. is non-dual, secondless reality, which is of the nature of fullness. Akhandanandaka Advaiha. This Atma, the consciousness alone, what now? He says, Kala Shabdena Nirdishtaha gets the name time. See, time also is an appearance of the reality. The universe is the appearance of reality, isn't it? The universe is nothing but appearance of the reality. Like the whole ocean is appearance of water. The table is appearance of wood. So the whole jagat is appearance of reality we have seen earlier. Now what about the time factor? Kalaha. What is time? Can you say time is absolute? Can you say time exists by itself? The factor called time is subtle, isn't it? You can't draw and show, paint and show what time is. Even though we have beautifully, our Puranas have personified time as a Yama, who rides on a buffalo. You know that he can frighten you. Seeing the people really listen to my Puranas, people get frightened. And they'll say, Yama comes. When they see buffalo, they'll be frightened. People don't like buffaloes in South India. We prefer cows. Because a buffalo is said to be personified as the, you know, the Vahanam for Lord Yama, restrainer, controller. Who is that? Personification of time. Can you imagine anywhere in the world who has personified time factor? Only Indian, you know, this legendary mind, I tell you. Is here, this Kalaha, what is this time factor? Now, you have already said, the only space, no, which accommodates everything is Atma, the consciousness. When you resolved already this space, the so-called space. Now why? Because everything is accommodated in that space. Isn't it? Including the space. Therefore, already the first verse stands, says what? You resolved the space, the previous verse. You resolved the space in consciousness. Thereby, it is made very clear that space being free from spatial limitation also becomes very clear. All pervasiveness and accommodation, and then there is nothing. When you say it is the spatially limitless. And what about the time factor? There is a different way of seeing this timelessness. What is the time factor? When you say a time also, the Atma, the Brahman, is free from time limitation, not subject to time, but the time itself is what? Appearance of Paramatma only. The Paramatma only is given the name, what now? Time. Kala Shabdena Nirdishtaha. Paramatma alone is known by the term Kalaha here. Paramatma is not time, but the time is Paramatma. The time factor is Paramatma, because time doesn't exist outside of consciousness. Does time exist outside of awareness, outside of knowledge? Time also is object of knowledge, isn't it? Object of knowledge means what? There's a time when the time is, there is a time when the time is not. If the knowledge is resolved, unmanifest, there's no time. Isn't it? Time has no independent existence. Time factor is relative, is a mithya. It is as good as non-existent. Which means, who? Parama, it is Paramatma who is known by the term Kalaha. Which Paramatma? The one who is non-dual, secondless reality, which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Fullness means limitlessness. Limitless, akhandanandakaha means what now? Anandakaha implies one who is of the nature of limitlessness. How limitless? Spatially limitless, time-wise also limitless. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, non-dual reality alone, Brahman alone, is known by the term, what? Kalaha. Which means, Paramatma is not the Kalaha, but the Kala is, time is another than Paramatma. When is Paramatma? When does the Paramatma You know, when is Paramatma known by the term Kalaha? How? He says the ways. He says here, Sarva Bhutanam, Brahmadinam Sarva Bhutanam Kalanat, Nimeshataha Kalanat. Within no time, Nimeshataha means in a minute's time, but within no time, you know, Nimeshataha, within no time, fraction of a minute, Brahmadinam Sarvabhutanam Kalanat. Kalanam means for being able to bring into manifestation all the beings right from what now? Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. The subtle as well as the gross universe. Everything is brought into manifestation. How? Just by winking your eyes. Just by opening the eyes. You know? You close your eyes, universe is not there. You close, open your eyes, universe is. How long does it take for you, for the universe to be there for you? For the universe to be there for you, how long does it take? Open your eyes, universe is. Close your eyes, universe is resolved. Fall asleep, universe is resolved. Wake up, universe is. People are so worried, you know. Even when we sleep, universe is, isn't it? Yes, universe is, so what? Is the universe for you? The universe which is when you are not is as good as non-existent. The universe which is when you are not is as good as non-existent. Because it doesn't trigger any reaction on you. You are not there, isn't it? The people always want to know this, you know. Yeah, I am not there, but still universe is. That's about another problem. Even when I fall asleep, how can I say the universe is not there? Universe is as good as non-existent, which includes your body, mind, and complex also. Just you are, isn't it? Therefore, what is that? Just by Nimeshat means within no time. No? Just by opening the eyes. Which means opening of the eyes in a physical expression. Once Paramatma is manifest as I in the mind, that is what is opening. Then mind functions, then mind backs up, then sense organs open, then perception takes place, whole jagat comes. Amazing, isn't it? I've got it now. Suppose, this is why we say, the knowledge remains as pure knowledge, no jagat. Where is the jagat? Resolved. Jagat is as good as non-existent. It is resolved. Unmanifest. That is manifest simultaneously. Manifest means everything functions. Mind functions, sense organs function, perception takes place. The whole jagat becomes manifest. That knowledge becoming manifest. Knowledge becoming unmanifest. Knowledge becoming remaining as pure and becoming manifest. Is it? That's what? For knowledge to become manifest, one knowledge is manifest. How long does it take for the whole Brahmanda to come into existence? Is there any problem? You have to imagine your own dream universe. You fall asleep,
and you wake up there, you know, how long does it take for you to create a dream world? You create space, you create time, you create objects, everything you create in your dream. Your dream is best example. You go through everything, you know, and waking up, you know, everything is just you. Similarly here also, the whole Jagat also. Beautiful verses, huh? They say, very nice verses. So here, Kala Shabdena Nirdishtaha, come on, time. What is that? Who is the factor called time? The time is none other than Paramatma. Time is another name given to Paramatma. When time is the name of Paramatma, when does Paramatma get the name called time? Kalaha. Like Ramaha, Krishnaha, Govindaha, Kalaha is also one of the names of Paramatma. When, no, Nimeshat, Nimeshataha, just by becoming manifest, just by opening the eyes, you know, the one, what now, Brahmadinam Sarvabhutanam Kalanat, because of bringing the entire cosmos, including what? The Brahmaji. Including all subtle manifestations. Including all subtle universe. Into manifestation. Karanat means due to bringing, because Kalanat, due to bringing in the entire universe into manifestation. Kalanam means bringing into manifestation. Brahmadinam Sarvabhutanam Kalanat. Because, no, by bringing all the beings, including Brahma, into manifestation, no, just by becoming manifest. The Paramatma is known by the term Kalaha. So what he negated, first he negated space. There is no space. Paramatma is the space which pervades, wherein everything is located. And now, then he said, the Paramatma alone is there. Now he says what? Time. Negates time. Because he brings into manifestation, he means what? Paramatma. Just by becoming manifest, he brings the whole Jagat into manifestation. Therefore, he is known by the term Kalaha. Because there is a time also what? You doze. The time when you open. Isn't it? And that time, the time when the universe becomes manifest, when the universe becomes unmanifest, which means there's a time when the universe is not there. There's a time when the universe is. Which means that what is it? Manifestation of the universe is nothing but manifestation of the knowledge. The knowledge becomes manifest, universe is. Knowledge becomes unmanifest, universe is resolved. Universe is nothing but the manifestation of knowledge. Okay, when the knowledge is called winking of eyes, knowledge being manifest is the universe coming into existence. Knowledge becoming unmanifest, remaining as pure, is what? Universe becoming resolved, unmanifest. That this happens constantly. Therefore, Paramatma is known by the term Kalaha. Okay? There is a time when the universe is resolved. There is a time when the universe is manifest.
Therefore, there is something called time factor, and that time factor also is nothing but which is seen in terms of the Bhagavan becoming manifest as the universe and Bhagavan, you know, withdrawing the whole universe, the universe remaining resolved. There is no time otherwise. The time is consciousness. Time is Paramatma, but Paramatma is not time. Which means time is relative. There is no time other than Paramatma. There is no Jagat other than Paramatma. There is no manifestation of universe other Jagat another Paramatma. There is no existence of Jagat other than Paramatma. There is no resolution of Jagat other than Paramatma. Everything is just Paramatma. Paramatma is the only secondless reality which is of the nature of limitlessness.
Sukhenaiva bhaved yasmin. Ajasram brahma chintanam.
Ajasram brahma chintanam.
Asanam.
Asanam.
Tadvijaniyat.
Tadvijaniyat.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Itaram sukhanashanam.
Itaram sukhanashanam. Over here we got netaram sukhanashanam.
Yeah. There's an eye is there. Yeah.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Netarat sukhanashanam.
Netarat sukhanashanam.
Sukhenaiva bhaved yasmin.
Sukhenaiva bhaved yasmin.
Ajasram brahma chintanam.
Ajasram brahma chintanam.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Asanam tadvijaniyat.
Netarat sukhanashanam.
Netarat sukhanashanam.
Ajasram brahma chintanam. Ajasram. Ajasram brahma chintanam. Yasmin sukhena eva bhavet. See what asanam. Asanam means the posture, the position. How is na? Asanam means what? How should I be to be happy? How should I sit? In what posture should I be for happiness? Which means, how should the, now we talk about the meditation, isn't it? It doesn't matter physically how you sit. You lie down like this, you do like this. Doesn't matter how you are physically placed. Who cares? If you don't sit properly, you'll get back pain problems. Okay? So you should take care of that. But for happiness, no, physical position is not at all care. For happiness, all that you need is ajasram brahma chintanam. Brahma chintanam means having Brahman as the only object of thought. Brahma chintanam means having Brahman as the only object of thought. Having Brahman as the only object of thinking means not Brahman as an object of thinking. Okay? The vastu, the subject, what you are dwelling upon must be Brahma, which is not an object. If you think of anything, any other object, you are not, the object of thinking is not Brahman. You are thinking of Brahman, isn't it? then Brahman is not an object of a thing, object. You're thinking of anything, you are not thinking of Brahman, you're thinking of an object. If you are thinking of Brahman, then you are not thinking of an object. Which means Brahman is what? You see the all-pervasive, limitless reality as yourself. Seeing yourself means what? Seeing it as your own swarupam. As seeing it as the truth of I. So if you're able to dwell upon Brahman, then ajasram. Ajasram means always, constantly, continuously, you're able to dwell upon Brahman. Ajasram. Do you make any special effort? Once you have seen the light, shifted the attention from the opaque to light, then you see the light in seeing every opaque. As long as you do not see the light, you will be seeing only the opaques in the very presence of the light. But once you see the light, then in seeing every opaque also, choicelessly you will be seeing the light. Similarly, once you know the swarupam of the reality as yourself, or the nature of reality as yourself, as your own swarupam, then in every thought, isn't it, in every word, in every object you perceive externally, in every, because every object of knowledge, you see the knower being inseparably there. In every piece of knowledge, you see the knower being inseparably there. In you see the knower is another than consciousness. You always see. This ajasram means what? Always, constantly, you are able to dwell upon Brahman. It's called ajasram brahma chintanam. Then what happens here? You always sukhe naiva bhavet. Yasmin sukhe naiva bhavet. Which means then you are happiness yourself. You remain happy, no, as yourself happiness. You remain as happiness yourself. When you see yourself as the reality, when always you are dwelling upon Paramatma. That's the only way. The minute you take attention from Paramatma, then Sukham goes. Sukham goes. Therefore he says, Asanam tad vijaniyat na itarat sukha nashanam. Na itarat, other than dwelling upon the nature of reality, the limitless reality, Brahman as one's own swarupam, no other, there's nothing else which can keep you in good humor, which can maintain your swarupam being fullness, isn't it? Nothing else can give you happiness. You will remain as happiness if you are dwelling upon the reality as your swarupam. Other than that, anything else will not give you happiness. That means there is no happiness otherwise. Na itarat, na itarat sukhanashanam. Anything else you do other than dwelling upon the nature of reality, you know, will take you away from being yourself, will take you away from your swarupam of fullness. See, happiness is something which you have to be, which you are already. If you are dwelling upon the nature of reality as yourself, you are happiness yourself. if attention is given to anything else other than Brahman, there is no happiness. Because that's what itarat, sukha nashanam means what? There is no happiness. It wants to destroy happiness. You know, sukha nashanam means if attention is taken away from reality, then the sukha nashanam means what? Everything else other than the dwelling upon this Brahman will result in destruction of happiness means what? I don't want to say that. There is no happiness. So what should I do for happiness? Dwell upon the reality, nature of reality, as your own swarupam. Then you will be happiness yourself. If you don't dwell upon reality, if you do anything other than that, any other position, any other practice of meditation, any other posture will be what? Will not bless you with happiness. Will, in fact, anything else you do other than the contemplation upon Brahman will take you away from happiness. Is it clear now? Sukhanashana means what now? You will be taken away from happiness if you do not dwell upon, if you do anything other than dwelling upon Brahman. If you dwell upon Brahman, you will be happiness yourself. You will remain as happiness yourself. Is it clear? Itarat sukhanashanam means what? Not any other. Na itarat. Not anything else. Anything else which you do other than dwelling upon Brahman. Why? Sukhanashanam. He says, it will destroy happiness, not destroy, it will take you away from happiness. Because, this is all very, we have to be very careful. Sukha nashanam is Sanskrit word. When they literally translate, is there such a thing called destruction of happiness? Destruction of happiness means destruction of fullness. Destruction of fullness means destruction of the very self. How can indestructible self? Happiness is indestructible. Fullness is indestructible. It's always there. No? Owning up is what? Taking the ownership of happiness is having it alive. Isn't it? Not taking ownership of happiness is what? Losing it is as good as destroying it. This is a real destruction of happiness, isn't it? So, the only posture of meditation required for happiness is constantly placing the attention of mind, nature of reality as one's own swarupam, which is called Ajasram Brahma Chintanam. Then you will remain yourself, which is you will, being yourself is being fullness. Being fullness is being happy. You do anything other than that will take you, will make you, you will be not yourself, which means you will be unhappy. You can't help, going through unpleasantness and unhappiness. Okay, let me stop. I give some time for questions.
Not really a question, but it's just an observation that suddenly this thing about pervasiveness is, to understand.
You have to go beyond this physical pervasiveness.
Yeah, the notion of pervasiveness.
No. The pervasiveness means, see, we understand, space pervades things, everything. Water pervades the name and the form ocean. Pervasiveness is implied in terms of existence. Where can there be name and a form wave without the water? So where is this form and name wave located. That is the existence, isn't it? So what is that which lends existence, pervades that Namarupa? Lending existence is what? Pervading. Lending existence is pervading. Like light lends existence to the opaque. Light pervades the opaque. So awareness, the pure awareness, pervades, isn't it? Everything by lending existence. Everything is inert. That is why amazing, this light and opaque example is the best example to understand the awareness and the inert jagat. That is why in the very beginning I explained the definition of inertness. What is inert? See, the problem is, we all think every live body is taken to be, you know, it's a chetanam. It is, but still it is inert. It is a live body, but still it is inert. What is inert? What is inertness? Or what is inert? So that which does not know its own existence. Nothing in the world can say, I. Your heart cannot say, your blood cannot say, your bone cannot say, your skin doesn't say, nothing says I. And what can say this? When it cannot say I itself, how can it say this? No body can say. It doesn't say even I am the body. And how can it say this body? Who complains about the next body who is sitting next to you? Not this body. Poor body sits supposed. Now it is you, isn't it? That is why, no, you have to reduce the whole prapancha into what? Jada prapancha. Jadyam is the nature of the entire universe. That the entire universe includes the mind, including the knowledge I. I does not know that it is I. The whole jagat should be reduced to jadyam, and the jada prapancha. It cannot know itself, therefore it cannot know what is other than itself. That I am is not there. There is no this for anything else in the world. Isn't it? Therefore, for this whole jagat to have the status of being existent, to be there, it's always there. Okay? For it to have a status of being existent, it must shine, isn't it? It must become evident. Who is it evident to? The universe is evident to whom? For you. So for the universe to become evident, now, again what? The evidence. You can say sense organs. You can say mind. Sense organs themselves are evident. Mind is evident. And what is the evidence? Who is the evidence for the mind being there, for the sense organs being there, for the jagat being there, and reduce everything into as oneness, the evident prapancha. What is the evidence? There is no evidence other than you. And who are you? What is this evidence? Who is the one to whom this entire jagat is evident? You are not evident to anything else. Everything else is evident to you. Who are you? You had to resolve. You know, you analyze all that. All the three states of experience. Because we do have three states of experience. Imagine if you are only waking state. There is no dream state at all. What would have happened? At least some pleasures which you miss here we can have in dream. Some pains which we could avoid and escaped, but you still go through. Imagine there is no state, there is no such thing called a deep sleep state. All the time we had to experience jagat means all of us would have become mad. Every day we are forced to sleep some rest, no jagat. At least you have the experience of non-duality. every day in sleep, experience of divisionlessness and differencelessness. You get enough rest. Next day morning, again. Isn't it? So all the experiences you have to count. It's also what? And then you see, you search, which means there's every experience is evident. What's the evidence there? The experiencer, the knower, we call all these words. And who's the knower? Who's the experiencer? What is the evidence there? That is how we arrive at the reality, isn't it? And we say, therefore, all these, no, different experience, objects of experience, different experiences actually, the evident ones, are not outside of consciousness. Therefore, pervasiveness, you know, pervasiveness actually implies being existence. Being existence means what? Being aware. Being the existence of everything is being aware of everything. Being aware is what? Make it a noun. Awareness. Your awareness is existence. There is no existence outside of awareness. That's why if you dwell upon it, becomes so clear, the clear vision, you can resolve everything as mithya. Cognitively resolve, physically don't resolve anything. That is why you say, where is this? Adho, ante, madhye, you know, always. This is, the universe is pervaded by that consciousness. That's why aproksha anubhuti is not for the beginners, okay? Somebody comes, sits in this class, they'll go. That's why you must have already heard something. So mind is a little ready, prepared for appreciating what is being said here.
When you said that I does not know that it is I think I appreciate that. But the I can know that it's not the objects, can't it? You said that
I doesn't know. I doesn't know. I doesn't know. I doesn't. But the understanding happens. Even there's a time when the I is not there. In deep sleep state. What is I, isn't it? The I is not there in deep sleep state. Which means the knowledge I am is not there. But that is also known. I doesn't know. There's something else, isn't it?
Yes.
Which knows. And that knowing is not an action.
No.
That's Swarupam. That's why it is known by the term jnanam. Brahman is known by the term jnanam. Janati iti brahma, jnanam. That which knows is knowledge. The reality is known by the term, implied by the term jnanam brahma. See, the problem is manifest knowledge and pure knowledge. Swarupa jnanam, vyakta jnanam. Manifest knowledge, isn't it? Abhivyakti means it's a manifest knowledge. So, we all always, when we talk about our knowledge, we talk only from the standpoint of the manifest knowledge. The reality, consciousness itself, is implied by the term jnanam. Jnanam, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. The jnanam, brahma. Why? Janati iti jnanam. That which knows is knowledge. Reality knows. But that knowing is not an action. It's very nature. Swarupam. Isn't it? Therefore, even I doesn't know. I is also manifest knowledge. I. Anything manifest is inert. It doesn't know its own existence.
But I appreciate that. Well, I was looking at it from a slightly different way in terms of, in order for the I to be resolved in the consciousness, in the pure knowledge, it seems to me at the moment at least that I at first needs to recognize that it's not the objects, it's not the upadis. I don't know if this is complicated things or we do live in the manifest world. If we live in the manifest world and it's the manifest world.
Even there, Rajaji, you understand I. Okay, and from the standpoint of the I, everything else is object.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Everything is object. It's only understanding. The I by itself doesn't know.
No, exactly. No.
The I doesn't know. No, I know. I am the knower. Everything is object. No.
No, it's not like that.
See, you understand the knower from the standpoint, by differentiating, from the standpoint of the known. Like, really speaking, because there's no, actually speaking, what is I, isn't it? The knower. There's no form for I. There's no given form, oh, this is how I looks.
No, exactly.
There's no, like, how there's no, if you say illuminator, when you say, there's no illuminator, really speaking, what is the form of the illuminator? What form is illuminator? Is understanding, isn't it? And how do I arrive at the illuminator being there? Because there's illumination. How do you know there is illumination? Because there is illumined. How do you know there is illumined? Because it shines. It shines, therefore it is illumined. Because it is illumined. It is illumined because there is illumination. There is illumination, therefore there is illuminator. There is illuminator, you understand from the standpoint of the illumined. Then you search for what the illuminator is. Then you arrive at light. Then you resolve it intellectually. The same way here also, I, when you say, you ask now, because everything else is evident to me,
yeah.
I am the knower. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because everything else is evident to me, everything else is known. I know I am, but everything else is known to me. You know? That you understand that. But I by itself, if you ask, does I know that it is I? Does the I know that it is I? If all day it is known, Rojarji, then the whole confusion wouldn't have been there. The I does not know it is I already. Okay, we arrive at everything else is evident. I know I am, I know this is. Therefore, everything else is evident to me. From there you arrive at there is I. Isn't it? I am. And what this I am is, what this I is, the Shastra helps you to see. Everything is, you are helped to see, actually.
Well, because that's what's, at the moment, is clear. Because I am, everything is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is becoming clearer and clearer. And then the question is, well, what is this I?
Yeah.
It's clearly not, it's not the Buddha, it's not the manner.
No, no.
It's not Chitra, it's not the senses, it's not the body.
Yeah.
So what is it? And the Shastra said, this I is none other than consciousness.
Mm.
But it's very, it's just so clear. That
the thing is, the inertness and awareness, the inert universe, how the inert jagat doesn't have existence outside of its own, outside of awareness.
Yeah. I was very struck this morning. A woman walked along the path there, and it was so. One moment she was just lit by the sunlight. She was completely lit, and then she moved on, and then it was as though there was no sunlight. But the sunlight was there all the time, and it needed that object to go into the sunlight.
Manifest. That is why always we say, see, our consciousness, the Brahman, does not depend upon the universe for its existence, but it needs the universe for its manifestation. Namarupas are needed for manifestation. It doesn't need for existence. It is dependent on the universe for what? For manifestation, but not for existence. That is where we have to be careful.
as you said, you know, the light is there, you know, light is not dependent on the opaque thing which moves in the light, but it depends upon the opaque thing for manifestation.
Exactly, yeah. That's very striking.
Yeah. See, in the science what happens, everything is about the objects only, isn't it? Any amount of knowledge, any discovery, subtler and subtler as you go, probe into, everything within the realm of the ignorance only. Objects only, isn't it? That is why people don't understand, science can never... See, the thing is, Ojaji, the knowledge of the universe, you know, the manifest knowledge, it is always the already knowledge is. Knowledge need not be created. No new knowledge can be created. Isn't it? The knowledge can always... Any new knowledge is discovery of what is already. So, knowledge of what is discovery. Discovery of what is this knowledge. So, nothing is created here, isn't it? Only discovered. That new things about the world, still there's so much to be known. So much can be discovered. That is why we always feel incomparable. But this, what is the truth? What is that which is the source of knowledge? The source of knowledge is you. You means the very awareness, isn't it? See, if you don't pay attention to a given thing, it will not be. Isn't it? I had an elderly person called Ajit Kumar. He used to tell always, if you do not think about what... When young girls, no, we used to go and complain about each other to him, that she told me about something, she told me like that. We all go and complain to him. And he used to, if you do not think that others are talking about you like this, they don't talk about you. If you think that they are talking about you, even if they don't talk about you, they are talking about you.
Ah, yes.
He used to tell us like that. That is very difficult, isn't it? We exactly pay attention to what others are talking about us. The very much younger days, those tales I never thought, but just taking the mind away from. But that's a very difficult thing, isn't it? Don't pay attention, it won't be there. Out of mind, out of sight, you say that. Don't pay attention, take the mind away, finished. That's not there.
Of course, yes.
What happens? We sit there, mind and all go somewhere. Is what hanging, emotional.
Well, the other side of it is, isn't it, that if you choose to listen to the Shastra, to listen over and over and over again, then the understanding will come, it must come, it can't...
No. That is the only way you can understand, yeah. It can come. Yeah. So that is why people, see, initially it's difficult, you know, difficult, it's not that enough. Shravanam, a lot of Shravanam is important. Yeah. The Shravanam itself will become Mananam and Nityasam. People don't see the importance of Shastra. They think, you don't throw away the books and be yourself. Just you dwell upon. What to dwell upon? See, this book actually doesn't say anything new to you. It helps you to be with that. That is why we need the text. The texts are for being with the actual teaching. See, you cannot remember the teaching all the time. Initially, you need the support. You see the difference, don't you? You can say by yourself now. Don't need to say what others say. Your own understanding, how it helps. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat.
Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.